Welcome to Awakening, the podcast. I'm your host, Heather Christian Strang, but you can call me Christian. And today, we are going to share some radical information with you. And that radical information is something you most likely know deep within you, but have yet to bring fully into your conscious awareness and to implement in your life. So today, what we want you to know, and this is something my team, who I call the Highest Light Team, which consists of all of the Highest Light energy, which works directly with Source. It includes Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, and Jesus Christ, Archangel Michael, Gautama Buddha. My Highest Light Team has been wanting me to bring this podcast to you for so long. And I've really been rolling it over inside of me. Like, how am I going to communicate this to them in a way that they can really hear and they can really feel and they can really know? So today is the day. I woke up and the message was, you're going to record that podcast, whether you feel ready or not to share this information. So I surrendered. So here I am. So here you are. Here's what we want you to know. And what we've been wanting you to know since the Great Awakening began in March of 2020. And that is that it is impossible, I want you to really feel that word, it is impossible for you to die. It's impossible. Now, what is the cultural cliche that we hear? Nothing is certain except for death and taxes, right? That's the programming you've been given. You're always going to be a slave and you're always going to die. That's the programming that you and I are given. But what if that programming is just simply that? It's just programming. What we know about the human brain and the human animal is that it can be programmed. Right? Just like, and what's really cool that we want to point out here is we have these computers, right, that contain programs, and we program the computers to facilitate certain experiences. And always we are doing to the other what is being done to us, right? So there's always a ripple or trickle down effect that happens in this human experience. So in a very basic way, I'll illustrate this to you. So because I believe most of you can get this, that we all know that if the dad is beating up the mom, what's the order of operations? And dad was beaten up by his parents, right? So then he's beating up the mom's beating up on the oldest child is beating up on the siblings are beating up on the animals, or maybe they're really nasty to their toys. Like that's the most dysfunctional trickle down that happens. But that trickle down also happens all the time in everything else we're doing. Right? So humans are highly programmed and highly programmable. And then humans create creations that they program. Right? So humans dominate other humans, then humans dominate animals, then the bigger animals dominate the smaller animals and the smaller animals, and it trickles down. Do you see? So if this is just a program, which it is, that you will die, you'll be in enslavement, and then you will die. That's the program all humans have come in with if they're on the earth plane. What we know about programs is they can be released. Programs can be deleted. And so what we want you to know with such absolute just clarity is that there is no death. So you have been lied to. You have been programmed to believe that you will live for a certain finite amount of time, then you will age, you will become decrepit, you will become sick, and then you will die and you will cease to exist. This is a false program. This is a program of enslavement and fear that is not true. However, if you believe the program, you will live the program, right? That's what we know. The computers are programmed to carry out certain actions. They have that programming. They fulfill that mission. Humans are given certain programming. They believe that programming. That program is installed within them. They fulfill that mission. But what we want you to know is that this is a program that can be deleted. And what we want you to know is that what you think of as death, as the end, as you no longer existing, that you have to age and get decrepit and get sick and then die, is false. It's a falsehood that you have been programmed with, and you can choose to delete that program. For a long time, I've had this feeling that I personally would do what I call death work, that I would be supporting folks in elevating the death experience. I did not know that would include recording this podcast for you to say, you know, it's impossible for you to die. I didn't think we were going there, but I never know where I'm going to go. I've been working with quote unquote dead people since 2012. They started showing up for me. And I was a little bit taken aback at first, and then have learned to set boundaries so that we can work together in a way that doesn't freak me out and also allows me to be clear in my communication to you and to those that I serve on what's really going on here. And what's really going on here is that where do people go when they go? There's a disappearing that happens. But there is not a death process. There is a graduation of the earth plane experience where then you leave to go to another plane of consciousness. Not one of you can die on accident. Not one of you can die from dis-ease. Also, you've been programmed to believe that you get a disease and then you die. That is a third dimensional program. That is not true. And when I say true, I mean from the highest truth, from the 12th dimension of consciousness, not possible. You're a divine being, can't happen. You cannot catch an illness and die. It's not even possible. You can believe that's possible and then create that experience for yourself. And that is what humans have been doing for a very long time. But that's what needs to stop now. Now, you have the invitation to have a new experience with your unfolding. That when we say, and we've been saying in the groups that I lead and in the communities that I serve, we have been saying that you need to remember to question everything right now. And we don't just mean everything externally, which is what we as humans do, right? We tend to, oh, I need to question everything, so I'm going to question that person and that organization and that thing. And that's helpful. We want you to question, even more importantly, what you believe and the stories that you tell. And we want you to look at your beliefs about death and about aging and about sickness, and we want you to bust those apart. We want you to step into the 12th dimensional universal love consciousness understanding of what is really happening here. No one is leaving their bodies when they don't want to leave their bodies. This is hard for us to hear if we feel like someone left too soon. But what you have to know is that you and I don't leave our bodies until we have decided to leave our bodies. And you and I don't get sick and then die. That's not what happens. We choose to leave our bodies, and what we call sickness are symptoms either that are supporting our ascension and our initiation into leaving the body, or they are symptomatic of repressed wounds and traumas that we have not processed and made peace with. There is no illness that is going around that you can catch. It is impossible for that to happen. That is not how the body is created. That is not how reality works. You have been fed a program to be scared of your own body and to be scared of other human bodies. This is nonsense. It must stop now. So I want to invite you, and we are inviting you, me and the Highest Light team are inviting you to write out all of your limiting beliefs about death and what death is and why death happens and what your belief is about how your death will happen. And we want you to burn that list. We want you to come back to beginner's mind, and we want you to delete those programs and say, I wonder what is actually true about this. If I am a divine being incarnated into a physical body, which you are, and I have been fed programs that say, ooh, be afraid, be scared, you might catch something and die. But if I don't believe that program, because turns out that program is a program, which means it's bullshit, what is possible for me? What is possible for you when you understand that you cannot die, you cannot randomly get sick, that you can change energy, you can change form, right? Our beloved Jesus taught us this, right? We can change form, but you can be conscious about changing your form, because what the third dimension and the fourth dimension has been living out is unconscious transitioning of energy, right? Oh no, I got sick. Oh my God. Well, then I'm going to die. And then I cease to be, and hopefully maybe I go to heaven. No, your spirit decides when you make your transition, when you shift energy into another dimension of consciousness, but you can raise your awareness and raise your frequency and raise your consciousness to actually partner with that higher self part of you to know, oh, I'm going to disappear at a certain time because I will be complete with this journey. Oh, I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to cover my face. I don't have to cover my body. I don't have to be afraid of catching illness. What I do have to be mindful of is my consciousness and the thoughts that I'm thinking and the programs that I'm allowing to operate in my vessel. We want to invite you to become masterful, to become a master of this physical experience. And in order to become a master of this physical experience, you have to know that it is impossible, impossible for you to die. You are not going to randomly die. It does not happen. You're not going to cease to be. You're going to disappear. Yeah, that's going to happen. You're going to graduate from this experience, and then you're going to go to another plane of consciousness. That is going to happen. That's how this works. And then you'll go to that plane of consciousness, and you'll be there for however long you've agreed to be there. And then you'll disappear from that plane of consciousness, and you'll go to another plane of consciousness. Are you seeing it? Are you feeling it? You're a divine being. You're a divine being. There are no accidents. This is all carefully and beautifully orchestrated for your highest ascension. We don't need to waste any time being pissed off at the third dimension or the fourth dimension or the religion or the government or the organization or the system that programmed us with this, because we knew when we incarnated, oh yeah, earth plane. Oh my goodness, tons of programs there. Okay, that body experience is going to be a whole thing, and I have to break free from the programs so I can reunite with my higher self, my divine self, my God self, while in a physical body and have that experience, because that is the ultimate life experience. We chase it. We've been chasing it, right? All the things folks chase, money, success, fame, power. It's all bullshit, all illusion, all not worth an ounce of what you really came for. And what you really came for is what we're talking about right now. What you really came for is the work that I do every single day, and that I work with others on individually and in group settings, to become the master of your life experience, to become a master of the human form, to understand what is really happening in this physical body that you're in, and to become so masterful, you do not accept, in fact, you delete the programs that say you are weak, you are frail, you need to be in fear, something bad can happen to you. None of that is true. It is an impossibility because of who you really are. So I want to invite you into this beginner's mind of, wow, that's a program. I don't need that program anymore. I'm done with that program. You're going to burn the piece of paper that you write it all your programs written out on. Now what? Now what is possible? How can I become more unified with my higher self to know when it's time for me to disappear, so that I can change my form and change into the next level of consciousness that I'm here to experience? Because this is the level of consciousness my focus is in right now. But there are multi dimensions to experience. This is just one baby bit of an experience. You are a multi-dimensional divine being of the light. And it is only your programming that tells you you're not, that fucks you up. That's it. That's it. So what does your life look like if you're not afraid? If you know you can't catch anything, you know you can't randomly die from anything, you know there is no death, it's actually just changing form. You understand that disease is either part of your initiation in your ascension, or it just means you got more work to do. And I mean, that's what we came to do, is the work. So step into it. If you want to go in deeper and delete these programs, then find a body talk practitioner that can work with you on these subconscious programs and delete them. Begin to delete the programs. Now, you can do this yourself, but if you have a lot of attachment and a lot of fear around death and a lot of fear around aging, a lot of fear around disease, which we're seeing made manifest in this world, if you're one who has a lot of fear, no shame in that game. Bring on a partner, a practitioner, to support you in deleting those storylines. And then you don't need, this is the coolest part about being a human, is that you don't need to go get the new programs. Your higher self is already there. You just need to clear the shit that doesn't let you know who you really are and doesn't let you know that there's no reason to be afraid and that you cannot die. One of my guides taught me something so extraordinary about the death process. He made his transition in 2014, and he made his transition, he disappeared. The storyline was he disappeared because he got sick, and then, you know, there's a whole thing. I won't get into all the details, but what I will tell you is that what he showed me and what I got to learn from that experience was that what they were calling cancer, which he did not die from, not even in the third dimensional sense did they say he died from that. But when he got what is called cancer, it was an initiation process for his enlightenment and his ascension. And he began to glow from his physical body. He began to glow because he refused the third dimensional treatment and followed his inner guidance and followed the guidance to use specific essential oils and to do specific practices that then caused his body to glow. Why was he glowing? That's what I wanted to know. What? What is happening there? Because supposedly cancer is this terrible thing. No, turns out it's not. It was part of his initiation for his ascension, for his disappearance, for his transitioning of energy into the next plane of consciousness, for his graduation from the earth plane. So the story is you get sick and then you die. Well, he didn't even die from that illness. He made damn sure of that, as he told me. He was like, oh, hell no, I'm not going on like this. That was not the plan, because he wanted to be able to leave this testimony, which I now have and I'm now sharing with you, that the cancer was not a negative disease. It was a transformation. It was his initiation for his ascension. It was critical part of his initiation to become an ascended being. And then got up in the middle of the night and he disappeared. Change form. All of us have the opportunity to delete the programs that diminish us. If the program says you should be in fear, you're weak, something scary is going to happen, your body is diseased, your life is diseased, it is a false program. It is a negative agenda program. You have been hijacked by a negative agenda program. The amazing thing is you can say no. If you go to my Instagram, I did a post recently that provides a chant. Only the highest light is allowed around me or near me. You get to decide the energy that is around you and within you. You get to say, no, 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 negative agenda, not doing it. Now, why do they have to listen to you when you say that? Why does the negative agenda, negative psychic energies, why does it have to listen to you? Because you're a divine being who simply forgot that he or she was divine. You are an ascended being. I think I should just record a podcast where I just say you're an ascended being over and over again. Should you choose to allow it to happen, may it be so. Now, you can choose to believe the program, and many people do, and most people do, as you can see when you look around the world today. Most people believe the program. It's easier to believe the program because you don't have to think for yourself. You don't have to do any critical thinking. You don't have to delete any programs. You don't have to get a body talk practitioner to have sessions with at least every month. You don't have to have a spiritual counselor or mentor. You just believe what everybody tells you to believe. You just watch the TV and the internet and you just do what you're told. Be nice and obedient. Then you can just be stuck forevermore coming back to lower earth. Excuse me, it's not the earth. You're not coming back to the earth this time around. So you just keep going to lower planes of consciousness over and over again until you wake up. What's it going to take? What's it going to take to wake you up? Don't worry about the other person. I know we're all looking around going, oh, they need to wake up and they need to wake up. Don't worry about them. How are you going to wake up at the next level? Because if you're still in a body, you haven't graduated. You have not shifted your energy. You haven't disappeared yet, which means you got more work to do. You got to get it right. You got to delete the programs. So don't be like everyone else. In fact, for those of us that were never like anyone else, I'm raising my hand over here. How many of you are with me on this? It was painful as a child to not be like everyone else, right? You just wanted to be like everyone else. Well, the problem is the majority of humans have not done their inner child work, so they're just wounded children wanting to belong, hoping someone will love them enough to validate them. But we can do hard things. We can rise up from this, and we can actually do our inner child work and stop being little baby children who want to be cared for and want to more specifically be taken care of to the extent that they don't have to do their own work, right? And have the tantrums and someone else make it better. And there's a time and place for that, but we have passed that time. If you're in a grown body, you have passed that time, right? The best thing you can do for your children is to empower them to remember through their heart who they are and to go to the next level of who they really are. That timer means I need to stop talking. So I will stop talking now. I will leave you with all of this. I know we just took the pot and we stirred it right up, but that's what we intended to do because we wanted you to be so forcefully placed into your remembering that you can't die. It's not possible. It's a program that you are sold, and you can cancel that transaction. You can delete it. You can delete that program. So follow the guidance contained within this amazing podcast and report back. I would love to hear from you. Go to sacred-spirituality.org. Contact me through there. If you'd like one of our free meditations, I have an amazing golden age visualization meditation to help you begin to create the new reality. I also have a beautiful love meditation to support you in creating more love in your life. Whatever resonates most for you, I'll have the links in the show notes for you. You can find all of this at sacred-spirituality.org. Follow me on Instagram at Rising Up for Love. Follow me on MeWe at Christian Strang. Share this with anyone you know who is caught up in the illusion. Think of one person, who's one person you know, who is afraid of catching something, who thinks they could die randomly. Anyone you know that is in fear or is beginning to awaken and beginning to question the narrative of disease and death, forward this to them. Tell them, here's the healing. Here's the healing for you. Here's what you need to know. Here's what will set you free. Okay, you know I could talk about this forevermore. I'm going to stop. I love you so much. Thanks for being part of this swirl. Share this, message me, you know, do all the good things to spread the light. That is our job these days, is to spread as much light as possible to support all those with willing hearts to awaken. All right, so much love to you on your awakening journey, and I look forward to the next time we awaken together.